Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up a car.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing good if we can get through it this time, Johnny.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot.
So, but how's your week been going? How you been liking your new wonderful job?
Nah, it's pretty good, pretty good. I'm heading into Magic Kingdom tonight. Did a couple of nights at Disney Springs and have Epcot tomorrow, so.
Are you starting to feel second nature now doing this?
Not just yet, but it's getting pretty close. You know, I'm feeling a lot more comfortable, and so it's just a matter of it working in. I did try to use my foot for my blinkers in the car last night, so I know I'm getting accustomed to driving.
So. Yeah, I actually seen that before. I've actually seen the bus drivers at Disney using their feet to put the blinkers on.
Yep, they're all on the panels. I couldn't find them the first day I drove. I was like, had my hand all up around the steering wheel looking for them, and I couldn't find them. So, and every trainer told me, yeah, you stay about 3 weeks, and then you'll be driving home one night and trying to use your feet for your blinkers, and that happened last night.
So. And what makes them do that? Like, why do you have to have them there?
I really don't know. They were telling me it's for less. Your steering wheel has more. You know, so you don't run into anything when you're steering and stuff like that, but I don't see why it would be on a bus and on a truck. Every truck I've driven has always been on the steering column along with every car. So I don't know what the reasoning is, but it is on all the buses. It's on the floor.
It makes no sense, because if you're the only way steering makes sense to put the blinker on is if you already turn. You're going straight usually before you put the blinker on. So what
well,
does steering
to,
have
to, yeah.
So. Yeah. You know, if you're having problems turning, I think you put your blinker on a little too late there, slugger.
Yeah. I don't really know. I don't know what their reasoning is, but apparently all the bus companies do it, or at least Gillig and Nova does. So.
Well, now at least you're used to it, because it's second nature.
There you go.
And I had a little, you know, getting our job done. We're over here working at the hospital, and one of the guys on our crew got tested positive for COVID, John.
Oh hell.
Yeah, so me and we went and got tested this morning, a bunch of the guys, and I'm off the next couple days. And it's weird, like, the only problem I have with all this is nobody has set any precedents for anything. It's like everything is done differently, if you understand what I'm saying, like with the companies we're working for. Like, our union hall should set its own, we should have guidelines, and nobody has guidelines. Like, some of the other crews, like carpenters, have had it, and they're automatically home for 2 weeks. I don't want to be home for 2 weeks, but the point is, if I test negative, then I go back. It, like, makes no sense, because they tell you it could come on later, if you understand what I'm saying, John.
Yeah, yeah, there should be protocols set in place that everybody follows.
Yeah, but there's not. So the crazy thing is one of my friends the other day, I actually seen him, and I said to him, you don't look too good today, and that was going back on Wednesday, and he said it was the heat and blah, 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 because we're doing these pockets, and the heat was really bad, and the heat's blowing right in his face up on the scaffold, and he said his back hurt. And well, I didn't think of it at the time, but the back is one of the symptoms, too. Everything's a symptom, it seems like, John. But anyway, he wasn't looking too good. I wasn't even thinking COVID. I was just thinking he didn't look too good. You follow me? I thought he got sick.
Yeah.
But anyway, he left on Friday and got tested, and he was positive, and now our whole crew had to be tested. So we're out, you know, and the whole crew's out for the week, or for a couple days. So I pray to goodness I don't have it. I won't know for another couple days. Touch on wood, I feel okay. I don't really have any. I mean, I have a sore throat all the time, if you follow me, John, since my throat surgeries and my allergies. So I can't even go by that, if you follow me, John.
Yeah.
As you know, I lose my voice all the time.
Well, that's all the screaming and hollering you do at people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've been accused of that even a couple times this past week, John. Yeah, so anyway, we'll say a prayer. Everybody's okay. And, you know, hopefully his symptoms really wasn't bad. It was just a sense of smell, if you follow me. So hopefully everything stays good. You know what I mean, John?
Yeah. And everybody's, I imagine, in their 30s, 40s, 50s. So I imagine everything will be peachy keen. So probably just be fine.
Yeah. So we're hoping for. So. But on the other hand, I had a really good week. It was me and Brenda's 22nd wedding anniversary this week.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It was very. I'm a blessed man. And I'm getting sick and tired of everybody asking me, what did I do? How in the heck did I get Brenda to marry me and stay? It's never how did she get you. It's always how did I get her. I'm starting to get a little hurt by that, John.
How did you convince this poor woman to stay with you for 22 years?
Exactly. You know, they're all telling me to tell her next time we see her out in public to blink if she feels like she needs help.
Yeah. That bad, huh?
Yeah, I don't get it, dude. I'm such a loving, kind, wonderful human being.
Actually, I'm sure you are to Brenda. You're maybe the rest of the human race.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
You know. But I'm here for you.
Anyway, yeah, thanks. You always kick me when I'm down, John. Thank you. But anyway, you know, it's our 22nd wedding anniversary, and we've been together for 30 years this year, and I love every minute of it. And because we can't go out or anything during these times, you know. And my sister-in-law is like our fourth. She's the fourth member of my immediate family, if that makes sense to you. Like, because she lives alone, and she's with me, Mom, Brenda, and Donna. It's my three girls, I always say. You follow me?
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't see anybody else, but I see them three for the most part after work. And now I'm staying away from Mom with all this until I find out what's going on. But anyway, on Thursday, they invited us over for dinner. And, you know, long day of work, get up early in the morning, and then have to, you know, she invited us over for anniversary dinner. And I'm headed over, and we didn't know what was going on. Here they set it up, and they called it Donna Lou's, and they had a little bistro for us. They got us our favorite Japanese food, had flowers, a fake fire, music, everything going, and they served us. Mom was the maitre d', and Donna was the waitress. How cool was that, John?
That was very nice, very nice. Me and my son used to do that. When he was about 9 or 10, we'd make spaghetti and meatballs and serve Lisa. So that brings back some fond memories. It sounds very cool.
Now, that's awesome, John. That's very nice. And she took, like I said, it was very sweet of them, the way they set it up. And we really, really had a good time. It really made one of the few smiles on the face with everything going on. Because me and Brenda, the only place I've been in the last year since March was that we went to the winery outside, remember?
Yeah.
And like I told you, the closest table from us was like 20 feet. So it isn't even like some of these restaurants where they're right next to you. We had a So I haven't been out to dinner anywhere or done anything, and that was really special. So thank you guys very much. I appreciated it.
Yeah, sounds very, very, very romantic and very nice of them. So very sweet.
And then my beautiful bride this week, my buddy John, sent me a Starbucks Animal Kingdom coffee
mug.
You
don't even know what it was. It was Epcot. So.
Oh, an Epcot. I'm sorry, John. The Epcot mug.
No wonder you didn't get to keep it. You didn't even know what it was.
No, what happened was the screen said Animal Kingdom here on my laptop, and it got me confused. I was switching through stories. But anyway, my buddy sent me a Starbucks Epcot coffee mug, and really nice one, John. I really appreciated that. As soon as I unwrapped it, Brenda goes, oh, you have my coffee mug. She took it right from me, John.
Good job.
So it's her coffee mug now, and she's been drinking out of it all week.
All right, fantastic. Glad somebody appreciates it.
Yeah, I was going to honor and cherish it, put it up on the shelf here, and she's, this is my Starbucks mug now, and she loves it, so.
Good deal.
It's very nice. It reminds her that was her favorite Starbucks until it was closed down.
Yeah, there's a brand new one there now that's very nice, and it actually handles the lines a lot better. It's not in the same location. It's actually down there near Canada, or, well, as you make your way towards Canada right there, but it's very busy, but they handle the lines a lot better than that one up by the fountain did. So.
Yeah. The thing I did like about that one, though, was very big. It had room in it.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's all outside. There's no interior space on it, so... And then it's handling the lines right now, and when it gets busy again, it'll be even better. But, yeah, the lines are pretty long right now, but everybody's got to have their Starbucks. So.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy mine here and there, too. That's all I drink now when I do drink coffee. But I from what I've heard, too, there's supposed to be a new permanent location being built there for them, right?
Yeah. Well, as far as I can tell, that one does look permanent, the one that's out there by the bathrooms now.
Okay, so that does look like the finished one. Okay, I thought there was going to be another one built.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the finished one. I'll check it out a little more, because by the time I get there, I'm in the mood for beer, not for coffee. But I'll check it out next time I'm there. So.
No, I hear you. But now it was a very up and down week for me, John. And now me and Brenda's off a couple days until we find out what the heck is going on. Which I don't mind being off, but I just wanted this job done to then get off a few weeks. I don't want to be off for this reason, John.
Yeah, that, and now you've got the worry of, obviously, of you being there with Mom, but I'm pretty sure you're far away from her now all the time, so.
Oh, absolutely. We got her segregated to the back of the house. She's in her room, her own bathroom, and then me and Brenda were around her. We're wearing masks, and and the Lysol and the Clorox and the whole house, we're spick and span around here. So.
There you go.
But anywho, that's a crazy week. And then I'm watching playoffs, and Tommy and you got Tom Brady and you, Tommy and Judith and Evan and all, Dennis and all, got to watch your Tommy boy win another game.
Yeah, that was a mediocre game at best. I recorded it last night. I got home at 3:45 and sat and watched the entire thing. So I was there drinking beer at 4. When's the last time I drank beer at 5:00 in the morning? I don't know, but I did last.
When you're in your early 20s.
Exactly. But that was like my first beer of the night. So hey, why not? So, but yeah, I sat and watched the whole game. It was, God. I mean, only the Bucks defense could make Heineke look like friggin' Peyton Manning back there. I don't know where in the heck this kid came from, but all of a sudden he lit it up against the Bucks defense. But yeah, fortunately they were not well enough to stumble into a couple of touchdowns. I don't know. It was just a mediocre game at best. So.
And that's one of those things, like, I don't understand. And that's the stuff that bothers me about, like, Jim Schwartz and a lot of these teams. And we're sorry here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Carmen and Brian. Head over to YouTube and check out Carmen and Brian. And we'll get through this quick. But the thing that bothers me is I don't understand how these defensive coordinators, what their excuse is going to be. They prepared for Alex Smith, but they didn't have a game plan for a mobile quarterback. Well, as a defensive coordinator, like, haven't you ever faced a mobile quarterback before? Like, can't you, like, just change your game plan a little bit, or call a defense that defends a running quarterback? Am I crazy? Like, your group of guys that entire season never played one mobile quarterback, that you can't go back to some of those plays?
That's the difference I always think between a good coach and a great coach is the guy that can make those adjustments at halftime and then get their team to buy into it and to make those adjustments. And, you know, I understand you came out in the first half and you weren't ready for it. And okay, all right, so he torches you and he bends you up a little bit. But then you make adjustments at halftime and, like you said, go back to the plans that you had when you did play. I know we played a scrambler this year. I mean, so you go back to those changes, and then in the third and fourth quarter, you can handle it, or you do a better job. But they didn't. They didn't seem to change the game plan at all.
I mean, you guys played Taysom Hill at least one. You play him some. I mean, couldn't you put the Taysom Hill defense in?
Well, the way they played against the friggin' Saints, you didn't want to. Obviously, scramblers are not a good a good thing for the Bucs this year.
Yeah, I mean, Drew Brees played him the first time that you guys lost. But my point is, when he comes into the game, do you guys just, oh my God, what do we do? Taysom Hill's behind there. Woohoo!
Pretty much.
I mean, it's just sad, and that's what I've dealt with for the past, you know, six, whatever many years Idiot Schwartz has been here. I'm so glad he decided to. I mean, they even let him leave graciously by him saying he was retiring. No, I wanted to kick him out the door.
You wanted that big fired word across the
Yes, it's what he deserved, dude. Even though we won the Super Bowl, he gave up almost 600 yards to Brady in the Super Bowl. Like, how is that? I mean, well, what part did you leave to doing that? So, anywho. But you live to play another day, John. You get to enjoy another week of football.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they got the win. So I'm just hoping that the Bears can pull out the win, and then that way the Bucks would end up playing the Rams. I feel a lot better than them playing the Rams than them playing the Saints, because the Saints have just torched the Buccaneers twice this year. So.
Well, you'll be playing the Saints.
Yeah, I know.
I'm kind of right now myself. I'm an Andy Reid fan, so I like Kansas City, and I've told you I've always liked the Chiefs, but that's who I'm rooting for. But I kind of got a soft spot right now for Bills, the Buffalo Bills, so in the AFC.
Yeah, they're a good story. So.
Yeah, and my buddy Bob, his Tennessee Titans, they just went down. We're recording during the afternoon with the football games going on. Tennessee lost, dude.
So Lamar Jackson finally got his playoff win. So yeah, I watched that until the fourth quarter, and then I had to get on the road. But it's good. I guess it's good to see Lamar finally get his win. So
yeah, well, he won today. He broke off some really big runs. He ran for over 100 yards. So
yep.
Anywho. I guess we should. This is a Disney podcast, so I guess we could talk about some Disney, John.
All right, some.
Anywho, so what is new? Anything happened new to you? Have you seen any of our listeners on your bus again?
No, I haven't seen anybody, and I got a lot of my Div Dad's buddies that are down this week. But this job is so totally unpredictable. You know, I mean, there's 1,455 drivers. So trying to find me out of that, and I'm not in one location, is nearly impossible. You know, I mean, even if I tell you I'm working at Disney Springs, I don't expect anybody to hang around for an hour at Disney Springs checking every bus that comes in to see if they can find me. So the odds of actually running into somebody are going to be pretty slim unless it's pure accidental. You know what I mean? So just keep your eye out, but that's about the only chance. So it's not like when I was at Lion King and you knew where I was working at. So.
Yeah, well, the other problem is, too, is, like, if it was my wife on your bus, she would say, that's John, but I'm not saying nothing to him.
Well, and that's the other problem, Doug, is I'm not going to recognize anybody, and people aren't going to recognize me. I mean, they if they see my name tag, they will, but with these face masks on, and especially the last couple of chilly days we've had with everybody with their hoods up and beanie hats on, man, it's practically impossible to recognize anybody.
Yeah, and my wife was she watches the Bachelor, the TV show. Well, she had it on the other night. I wouldn't say she's a watcher of it, but it was on. And there's a girl in there that has like one of those implants for the ear, but she reads lips. And I never even thought about that. So the whole the deaf community or hearing community. you feel bad. You don't even think about that. But with mask on, you know what that does to them? Like when they go to the store and stuff like that, you don't even think about that. But she brought that up. She said the hardest part with her is she could still hear from the implant, but it's the, she always reads lips, if you understand what I'm saying. And it kind of is throwing her because she can't read lips right now with the mask on. And it's something you never think about, isn't it, John? So my heart goes out to everybody. You know, it always does, but it even makes you think how lucky you are sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't even think about that either. But yeah, with a mask on, you can't read lips at all. So yeah, I actually worked with a woman on the Lion King show, and the first couple of times I met her, I thought she was just rude and like to yell. But then I found out that she was mostly deaf, and that's how she communicated. And she had actually is a very, very sweet woman. So I felt terrible after I found out. So she's a very nice lady. So.
And that's the thing. Like now you realize that they're reading lips and you feel horrible. And then the other thing they said is people are losing their, and especially children at young age, they start to lose their facial recognition because of this now.
Yeah, I can see that too.
So it's kind of scary right now.
Like what you're saying, I mean, there's children that have been born that probably really haven't seen mom or dad's face yet.
Well, the mask on or stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah. Anywhere you go right now as young kids, it's probably, you know, picking up people's faces and stuff. It's sad. We need to all get this vaccine, John.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get this and get it over with.
So, it has the kiosks here at Epcot with all the food and... We went over them already once, John, but are you excited about any of this? You plan on trying to take Lisa over to International Festival of Arts Food Studios?
Yeah, we're probably going to head over there within a week or two to check out some stuff. So I'm working overtime this week, so probably not this week, but maybe next week.
Now you're feeling a little more comfortable. You jumped on to... You're jumping on to grabbing some extra shifts?
Actually, there was nothing available at Disney, but my wine job called me up and asked me to come back for a day to help them out and do some forklift driving and stuff. So I'm going to head over there. So, yeah, Disney's slow. There is nothing I can pick up right now.
Okay, so are they still giving you 30 hours right now, John?
I'm guaranteed 35.
Oh, okay.
So I've got to get my 35, so... And a lot of that, believe it or not, Doug, involves me sitting on my fat butt watching television. So,
hey, you can't go wrong with that.
I'm telling you, I've never had a job like this in my entire life. So,
well, how's the weather been down there, John?
Chilly, very chilly. We had a couple of days where it got up into the 70s, and then the last 3 days, the high has been, I think today got up to 60. Yesterday the high was like 55, and the day before that it was like 58, and that's wacky weird for Florida. So yeah, it's been very chilly, and then I'm not going in until the evening, so the sun's down and it's actually pretty dang cold by the time I'm getting over to the buses at 6:30. So
yeah, it was 29 degrees out here this morning when we went out, and I think it's a high of 38 today. So I feel you, John.
Yeah, you're a little colder, but you ain't a whole lot colder. I mean, we're not in our 70s right now, but I think by tomorrow it's supposed to be 70, and then the day after that 74. So it's coming back. So,
well, I'll tell you what, John, it's so cold out there. You could head over to Pop Eats and get a tomato soup with grilled cheese for $5, John. That's a deal.
That sounds good. That sounds great.
Yeah, and then you get for an extra quarter, John. You get tomato soup with French onion and bacon and a bacon grilled cheese for $5.29.
There you go.
Or $5.25. I don't know why I'm seeing a 9 instead of a 5. Hello. But that's not a bad deal at Disney for, I don't care how small it is. It's rare you get anything for under $10, John, as far as two things. A soup and a sandwich for under $10 at Disney. That's a good deal.
That's not only just at Disney, Doug. Try to go to Panera Bread and get soup and sandwich for $5.29.
Oh, you're not.
It's not gonna happen.
Nah.
It's not gonna happen. So.
And then they got shrimp ceviche for $6, almond frangipane pancake for $4.50, and Pop Art modern design sugar cookie for $4.50. And then they got tomato soup, bloody. Tomato soup can Bloody Mary, John, for $14.
That's where they get you, the alcohol.
Yeah, that's an expensive Bloody Mary there, dude.
It is indeed. It is indeed very expensive.
And then
you know that's probably, what, about 6 ounces? So.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Then you go El Artista Hambriento. It's the classic Mexican dishes. It's over at the Mexican Pavilion. You can get a chili relleno, fried poblano pepper filled with flank steak, black beans, and tomato drizzle with poblano cream sauce, John. Easy for me to say, $7.25. I bet you'd like that.
Yeah, I love chili rellenos. That's what I get every our local Mexican restaurant. I get them all the time. And they only have them stuffed with cheese. So one with some meats and stuff in it would definitely be good.
Yep. Then they got the pork belly pastor. It's a pastor marinated pork belly atop bonito puree with charred pineapple and crispy cilantro for $7.50. And then taco de chocolate. A chocolate candy shell filled with Mexican chocolate mousse with a touch of chili topped with tropical fruit for $6. And then they got a Diego pomegranate margarita for $14.25 and then a Frida carrot margarita for $14.50. You ever had a carrot margarita, John?
No, and I don't think I will.
Nah. It is a Casa Nova Blanco tequila with a carrot juice, ginger cordial, lime juice, and agave nectar for $14.50. I don't know if I would get that, John. I would like to try it, but I'd be upset if I didn't like it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of carrots. So.
And you could head over to the Painted Panda, John.
Okay.
And Szechuan Red Hot Mala Shrimp for $10.50. They better give you quite a bit. There's two huge shrimps. And then old Shanghai Shih Tzu too.
Yeah, what you said.
Pork and water chestnut meatballs served with a taro root. They look really good, John.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad.
And they're $8.50. So, and then they got a bunch of specialty drinks here. A sea butterfly, John, is one of them. It's a butterfly pea flower infused cocktail with lychee syrup, vodka, light rum, and a magic boba pearls. Magic boba pearls, in my opinion, now is part of the avocado and the what's the other one in October? Pumpkin spice.
Avocado, pumpkin spice, and bacon.
Yes.
And boba pearls.
Yep.
Yes. Put them on everything.
This seems to be the way to go here now, John. What do we have next, John? Cuisine classique. Braised dishes inspired by classic art of the 18th and 19th century. So, you got red wine braised beef short ribs, John, served with a parsnip puree, broccolini, baby tomatoes, and aged balsamic for $8. You in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, short ribs, yes. I'm there.
Cuv vin is the next one. Cuv vin. It's a chicken roulade with violet mustard, candy carrots, pancetta crisp, marble potatoes, and puree rouge sauce for $6.75. And they got an opera cake, John. You want to hear me sing opera?
Yeah, you bet. Go for it. Ave Maria, let's hear it.
No, my voice will... I'll be done for the show. Yeah. I'm not really opera. I'm like cool country and pop is my wheelhouse, John.
I'm stuck in the 80s, so...
Yeah, I'm classic rock myself, so yeah, I agree with you, John.
No, I'm not only classic rock from the 80s. I'm a bunch of the pop crap, too. So you put Flock of Seagulls on, and I'm there. So.
Oh, my goodness, John. Please tell me there's a picture of you with that hairdo.
Oh, no, I don't know about that hairdo, but I got a couple with me with a mullet.
Oh, I have a few of them, too. My, me yeah. And my wife's day we met. Arancini. This one here is La Art de Marquis. It's a Berque-inspired dish to celebrate the art of eating with dramatic flavors and rich colors. And you got Arancini, sweet sausage, fried risotto balls with a Pandoro sauce. A Pomodoro sauce for $12. Pandoro sauce. They got one of the banshees and cooked it up, John.
And it's blue.
Yeah. I had to open up the screen a little bit. The writing's really small. Pomodoro sauce. La Arroscasta. Lobster ravioli with vanilla, saffron, cream sauce with shredded chili peppers for $15. The thing about this, what people got to understand, is these plates are much larger than the Food and Wine, aren't they, John?
Yeah, they're about a time and a half the size, I would say. So each one of these, especially the ones that are, you know, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say if they're $5 or $6, they're probably the size of the Food and Wine Festival ones, the tapa size. But then if they're 11 something, I'm going to say they're almost an entree size.
And for 15, the lobster ravioli, it better be pretty big.
Yeah, and from what I tried at this art festival a couple of years ago, the items we did try, they were done very, very well with expensive ingredients. You know, it wasn't some of the stuff that I've had before where it was, especially that pork from Germany this last holiday one. It everything I've tried here hasn't been frozen and rehydrated and all that bit. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. If I'm spending $12 on something, it better be good. So.
Yeah, I hear you. And this is 15, so it better be good.
Yeah.
And Bombolini is a cream-filled Italian donut with raspberry sauce and a powdered sugar. So I'm proud of Italy over here. I even think our buddy Bob would be proud of this menu, John.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Them to do the risotto balls, that sounds really good. I love arancini, so.
So, and what do we got next? Next here, John, the artist table. We got our favorite Gordon Ramsay's Beef Wellington.
Only if somebody calls me a donkey I get it.
Yeah, that would be hysterical, wouldn't it? As you're eating it, he comes out, or there are people behind there serving it, he's screaming at them as they're handing it to you.
Put that on the plate, you donkey!
Yep. Mushroom duck cell. What is it? Prosciutto? And puff pastry with red wine demi-glaze and a fennel cream for $8.25, John. It looks really good, too.
Yeah, that sounds good, too. I love prosciutto.
So I would get both of these with the prosciutto and the... but I would get this one, too, the pan-seared scallop. I would get the surf and turf here for $15 and call it a day. Pan-seared scallop with chorizo, roasted red pepper, couscous, and a Parmesan crisp for $7, John.
There you go.
That would be a nice little surf and turf, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Very nice.
And then they have a jumbo chocolate cookie here. So, and then a bunch of beverages. Where are we going next, John? Gashiki. I'd say this is over at the Japan Pavilion, wouldn't you say, John?
I think that's a pretty good guess.
Anyway, Stone Garden, red bean mousse with chocolate rocks, and an Arcare rice cracker, Pebble 625. And then they got a 675. Then they got the sushi donut. A donut-shaped sushi. I feel like Cindy Brady. She sold seashells at the seashore. Donut-shaped sushi featuring salmon, tuna, shrimp, cucumber, and sesame seed over a decorative plate of wasabi, sriracha, and eel sauce for $8.25. And it looks pretty cool, John. It's definitely a donut, John.
And as long as it's not a real donut. I don't want sushi with a real donut, but...
No, it's not.
Donut shape is okay.
So. Yeah. And then they got the vegetable guzo. Vegetable-filled spinach guzo with tofu atop, mashed potatoes with a kamboka fish cake, pepper stings, and a takasuka teriyaki sauce. So, I never even knew that Japan had mashed potatoes. Did you, John?
You know, that's one of the things that you never really think about coming out of any of the Asian culture, much with potatoes. I mean, you think about Chinese food or Japanese food, you never see any use of potatoes or cheese. Very little cheese in any of their dishes. So
no, so I I'm perplexed potatoes, here reading about mashed potato. Then you got Mosaic Canteen, John. This seemed interesting to us. Mediterranean flatbread with za'atar pesto, artichokes, roasted pepper, sun-dried tomatoes, and fennel cream for $5.75. And Lisa would probably like this. The harissa roasted rack of lamb.
Yeah, we'd both like that.
Yeah. With baba ganache, piccolini olives, toy box tomatoes, preserved lemons, and pomegranate. With the toy box tomatoes, I could see Woody and Buzz farming them for you. And then they got mousse scout chow. It's an orange cake with a cinnamon chocolate mousse for $4.75. You in for any of them, John, or all of them?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind trying the rack of lamb, that's for sure.
And I'd be in for the Mediterranean flatbread.
Yeah, I'd try that one too. So, especially at that price point, that sounds like not a bad deal. So.
Nah. $14, you could try both of them, John. Have surf and turf, or have the bread to go with your lamb.
Yep.
So, what do we have next? It's fun letting this thing load, John.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Vibranti and Vivido. A chilled seafood cocktail with octopus, scallop, shrimp, black garlic aioli, tomato coconut sauce, and a serrano lime oil for $8.50. You in for that, John?
Yeah, that actually sounds a lot like the dish I had from the Spain one during the Food and Wine Festival a couple of years ago. So, and that one was very good. So, yeah, that sounds pretty tasty.
It looks very vibrant, very pretty with all the with the fresh fruit around it. Yep. You know what I'm saying, John? And then the blue corn pupusa, stuffed with cheese and topped with shredded pork, and an arbol chili sauce, cabbage slaw, and a aji amarillo crema for $6.50. That thing looks like a corn stack. I don't know what the heck it looks like, John.
Well, it sounded good.
I don't know. Yeah, it has a nice design to it. It'll probably be good. What is it? Cuisine France Case. I'm not even going to try it, John. Warm creme brulee and a house-made bread bowl for $8. It looks pretty good. And a black winter truffle croissant for $7.75. Molten chocolate and raspberry cake. They have a lot of fruits, a lot of us, all, it's all sweets here, John. And then they got the assorted three house-made macaroons in a gift box for $9.50. I mean, if it's cold out, I wouldn't mind trying the creme brulee and the bread bowl.
Yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, but everything else is just sweet, so me and you're out. The Masterpiece Kitchen, if I was working in any of these, it would be the one I'd be in.
Okay.
Don't you think, John?
Absolutely.
But this does sound good. Wild mushroom risotto, aged parmesan, truffle shavings, and a zinfandel reduction for $9.25. You in for that?
That was Lisa's favorite dish. That's probably, is that the one over by Canada? Is that where that booth is?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Yeah, that was our favorite dish. And I tried making risotto, but I can't quite get it as tasty as that one was. So.
And then they got a salmon and cream gâteau. It's with egg yolk, cream, paddlefish, caviar, and microherbs. Dude, I've never seen salmon look like this. It looks like a six-layer cake.
Okay.
And then they got the vanilla, rosewater, and pistachio panna cotta. It is beautiful, dude. It looks like a rose petal. So, that's $8. So, yeah, I would try the risotto for sure. I would try the salmon, too, because I'd have to try it because I've never seen it done like that before.
Yeah.
The citrus blossom, you know, it's a bunch of orange cream stuff, John. Go figure. I mean, you guys finally have an orange. You're known for your oranges, and it seems like you guys... Disney World does not do enough with the Florida orange. Do you agree with me on that?
No, it finally took them long enough to decide that Disney Springs was indeed in Florida, and to try to embrace some of the Florida lifestyle and stuff. And they finally named the garages after, orange, lime, and grapefruit, and embrace a little bit of the citrus industry that before tourism really took over Florida, that was our primary economy. So
I still remember me and Brendan in 97, the very first time we came down, stopping at the rest stop and getting our free orange juice like two idiots.
It's funny that you're talking about that right now, Doug, as I make my way into Claremont and I'm looking at the citrus tower.
Yeah, that is funny. But yeah, I still remember us hitting the Florida line and pulling into the rest stop, and we got our free orange juice. We were like two goofy kids in a candy store back then.
No, I stopped and get it. My goodness. All the way back from Texas, so you're not the only one. So.
Yeah. I was 26 years old, and if I only knew then what I knew now.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
We'd have bought a house 5 minutes from Disney and been done with it already.
Yeah, and you'd be able to sell the house now for a fortune if you wanted to. So.
Yeah. Decadent Delights is it's a bunch of beers here, John. A beer company, Deco IPA, Saugatuck Brewing Company, Peanut Butter Porter. Have you ever had that one?
I did try that a couple of years ago. It's pretty sweet, but if you like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, you'd really enjoy it. So.
North Coast Brewing Company, Scrimshaw Pilsner. And you can get a flight with all these, but they have raspberry soft serve ice cream and lemon soft serve ice cream here. That's why I named the drinks there. What else do we have here? Deconstructed dishes, your favorite, John.
Let me guess, the room.
I hate deconstructive dishes. They have a corned beef and rye deconstruction, $6.75, and a deconstructed BLT with a poached egg, brioche watercress, tomato jam, crispy pork belly. I mean, why do I want my BLT? The reason we made it was not to have it deconstructed, right, John?
I don't know. I never understood any of the deconstructed stuff. I mean, you can imagine getting like a casserole of some sort or a shepherd's pie, and you go in and your peas are on one side of the plate, your crust is over here, mashed potatoes in the middle, and the ground lamb is in the corner. It doesn't make any sense, but...
Well, it makes me want to go up there with a BLT that I made and just grab a plate and throw it down on the plate and say, I just deconstructed it. Yeah, I don't get it. It's kind of like a la carte to me. I don't like it.
Yeah, but to each their own. That's your thing.
Festival favorites, John. You got a Remy's Ratatouille with eggplant, zucchini, yellow squash, tomato, and red pepper pepperade for $5. And then you got a charcuterie with meats and cheeses featuring Nooski's Applewood smoked beef for $14. So I'd be in for both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely want to try the Ratatouille. So.
For $5, how do you go wrong?
Yeah. And I've always wondered about
barely get anything in the park for $5.
I've never actually got Ratatouille out at a restaurant, so I'd like to try it and see if it is enough of, because it's all vegetables, to see if it is enough of a substantial meal to satisfy.
Yeah, Brenda wants to make it again here one of these days soon, she was talking about. So prime steak tartare, we're over at the Painter's Palette with pickled vegetables, parsley salad, Béarnaise, angel glaze, and quail egg for $8.50, and salt roasted beef beet tartare. I don't know if I'm in for a beet tartare. Are you, John?
No, you know what? I'm going to skip on that one, Doug.
Yeah. I'll save my $6.50. I'll go buy a Snickers bar for later. But anywho, that's the extent of the dishes from Around World Showcase. I'm in for quite a few of them, John. I'm happy with the menus.
Yeah, sounds very good. And like I said, some of them are more expensive, but they're more of a substantial serving. And from what we tasted, the quality of the items was better. So, I wouldn't base it purely on what I said, but read some of the reviews, especially that $15 or what was it, $15 or $16 lobster ravioli. That one seems a bit extreme. But,
They're actually more splittable.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually more splittable, so Anywho, what else was I going to say to you, John, here before I get into the news? Or you have any new anecdotes? You went underneath, you seen the water pageant go over top of you, were saying, when you were driving the bus.
Yeah, you know, me and the water pageant, and I'm going in tonight again at this time, so I should be able to catch it a couple of times. We have this little bromance going, I think, me and this electrical water pageant, because a couple of times I've pulled right into the third loop there, and it's going right by, and, you know, I'm sitting a good, 4 or 5 feet up, and I can see right over the top of the crowd right as the pageant's going by. So I've seen it like 3 or 4 times as I'm pulling in the loops. And then the other day, I saw it as I was going on break, walked past it, and I actually went to the break room, and it was full of cigarette smoke. So I turned around and came back and watched the water pageant instead of sitting in the break room. So it makes more sense to me. But then...
Dude, you and I were talking about cigarette smoke. I don't want to cut you off, but the idiots on my job site, it's horrible enough. Like, thank God we got bathrooms working inside the building. You don't have to use the spotter pots no more. Okay. But there's nothing worse, John. It's bad enough you got to go into these horrible, horrible, plastic, disgusting things. But then you got the morons that go out there. There's no smoking. So they smoke inside of it. So not only does it smell from that, it smells from smoke too, John. You want to talk about a lovely and glorious day?
Yeah, that's just terrible.
Yeah, and when I say something to them, I'm the bad guy. You know what I'm saying?
You're the jerk.
Yeah, I come out and go in, and you dude, what are you doing smoking in there? And you're looked at like you're the bad guy.
Yep, you're the dillweed.
Yeah, well, believe me. Believe it or not, John, I do have something to say. Can you believe that?
I didn't think you kept your opinions to yourself.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so I came back and just watched the electrical water pageants and sitting in the break room. And it wasn't, obviously, there's no smoking inside. It's the outside break room. But I mean, it was a nice evening, so I wanted to sit outside. But anyhow, but then I got assigned to a different bus and I got to catch the water pageant again as it was going over the water bridge. I was going underneath the water bridge, and that is, for a Disney geek, it doesn't get much better than that. So it was pretty sweet. So.
Oh, that's, I would love to see that, John. Next time, stop the bus, hop out, take a picture from me, okay?
Yeah. Let me work on that. I'll see about that.
Yeah. Now it's saying COVID cases climbing rapidly in Florida, John. Have you been hearing anything about this?
At this point, I pretty much ignore all the news. So, yeah.
There you go.
I guess it's going back up. I don't really know. I mean, it's hard to say. It really is. So.
Yeah, it's trying to say here on this website that 1 in 15 Floridians, it says COVID cases climbing rapidly in Florida as the state sets a new daily record. And it's saying... here we go, as the site likes to jump around. COVID-19 cases are surging in Florida, with the state setting new daily records, with 20,000 cases reported on January 6th. That's pretty a lot, John.
That's a crap load. But, yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of people down here that just totally ignore the protocols and the mask rules and everything else. But that's people out in the general vicinity of Orlando, not Disney. Disney is a different story, man. You get asked immediately if you bring your mask down below your nose to put it back over. And if you don't, you will be asked to leave and then escorted off the property. So they're really strict on it. And like I said before, we have to spray down the buses constantly. We're constantly sanitizing our hands, and we're taking all the protocols that we possibly can on property. So.
Well, it's good. It's saying something about 1 in 15 Floridians have now been infected with coronavirus. So.
Yeah, that's on my way home. I mean, on my way in, or when we go grocery shopping, they just totally ignore it. And half of the people here just totally, absolutely ignore it. So, but I don't know.
And you don't know. It's wear your mask, do the best you can, but it's crazy. I mean, most everybody's wearing it here, and we're still exploding. So I don't know what the deal is.
You know, we had a safety video that we had to watch the other day, explaining or sat down the transmission cases of how the COVID works and stuff like that. And you know, just grocery shopping is not nearly as dangerous as you think it is. You have your mask on, you sanitize your hands. That's not nearly as dangerous as these events that people are having with their immediate family and then nobody wearing a mask. Because all it takes is one person in that group to have it, and then he transmits it to everybody in that gathering. And that's where it's, I think that's where it's really transmit. I mean, there was a party down the street this weekend or last weekend with the guy that lives right down the road, and there was probably 20 cars outside, and I guarantee you, I drove fast there. They're all outside, and not a single one of them had their mask on. So
it's very sad. Getting back real quick, the Festival of the Arts, that did open 2 days ago. If you guys are down there, enjoy the menus. Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom to close later this month, John. Were you a fan of this?
I read that article. It's actually on the Hub, too, on our Disney cast member site. Yeah, it was fun. I collected some of the cards for about 6 months, a year. I collected the cards, put them in a binder and the whole bit. And playing it, I never really got into it. It's definitely one of those things that you have to get the knack of and stuff like that. But I've got quite a few of the cards. So.
Yeah, it's just sad. Another thing like that's going closing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I have a feeling that all has to do with COVID, because there's you're touching the screens, you're touching the cards.
Oh, yeah. So
that's all to do with that. But it,
even if it isn't, they'll blame it on everything is blamed on COVID, John.
Well,
so
yeah, but I think that technology is there. So I think it's just going to adapt and change to a cell phone based game where you use your own cell phone to activate the stuff in the windows and stuff like that, instead of actually using cards. And then that way it's one less item that you have to handle that somebody else had. So
yeah, I can hear it now. Oh yeah, the toilets are backed up over in Epcot and over by Germany. Damn, it must be a COVID mask flushed down
that's
the toilet.
It
had to be. That's what it was. COVID. We'll blame it on COVID. Liberty Square Riverboat refurbishment work moves to Tom Sawyer Island. Work on electrical systems and exterior facades is underway on Rivers of America. I'm praying one of these days, all of a sudden, it says, we're going to open a Super Target up over here. Do something with the place. But, nah. It really looks cool, though. They're redoing the Harper's Hall over there, John.
Yeah.
With the little paddle wheel going around and all. That's a really cool-looking building, dude.
Oh, yeah. All that stuff looks really really well-themed and it's really cool.
But, yeah, they're doing all kind of work over there now. It's funny to see trucks down in the riverbed, John.
Yeah, it does look a little bizarre, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. What else do we have here, Johnny? Rock and Roller Coaster, Disney Hollywood Studios, opens up after a 5-day closure. Do you hear any reason why it was closed, John?
No, again, we talked about it last week, it being closed, but I never did hear the explanation of why.
Yeah. COVID.
COVID.
COVID, avocados, and pumpkin spice was found in the building. But it says undisclosed reasons it was closed down, John. The work continues over at the Poly. I can't wait to see that totally done. And the cool part is, once everything's back to normal, I'll be able to walk my feet right around and check it all out without worrying about it getting on a bus or anything, John.
Yep, yep.
You know what I mean?
DTC if you want to, and walk.
Or be at the park and walk over to the Poly and get some lunch and check it out.
Yeah, there you go.
Disney appears to be adjusting to the criteria Disney Park Pass availability of Walt Disney World following the reintroduction of park hopping January 21st. Same-day reservations appear to be now to be available for Disney Park Pass, even with listed as unavailable. So you got to keep checking. Kind of like the way I'll put it is, nah, you're looking for a Fast Pass and it's not there, and all of a sudden it's there, right, John?
Yep. You constantly refresh your app and it might pop up for you. So.
No. So did you watch any of the movies yet? Have you seen Soul or any of them yet, John?
I'm working on it. No, I haven't watched Soul or Onward or Mulan, but I'm going to try to start. You tell me what order you want me to watch them in, Doug. I'll start one tonight.
Which ones now?
Mulan, Soul, and Onward.
Mulan, 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 then Soul, and then Onward.
Okay.
If you guys do want to go to Walt Disney World, which me, Judith, Tommy, all of us are dying to get down there, Walt Disney World room only discount extended into July 2021, so if you want to book a trip. I have so many people talking to me about booking, but they're worried about it. The existing Walt Disney World hotel room only discount has been extended into the summer. Save up to 30% on rooms at select Walt Disney room. Walt Disney World Resort hotels for stay most nights between April 18th and July 10th. It can be booked through May 27th. So you get a 30% discount on most rooms. So it's a good deal.
Yeah, yeah. And some of the resorts are actually pretty busy right now. I mean, Caribbean Beach, Pop Century, and Art of Animation all seem to be pretty occupied.
What's this about, John? Pirates of the Caribbean entrance sale blank for almost 2 months. What's that all about? You know anything about this?
The what blank?
The Pirates of the Caribbean, the sale that's out front, it's been blank for a couple months. The black sale has nothing written on it. You know what that's about?
No, I haven't a clue.
Was it used to say Pirates on it, didn't it? Pirates of the Caribbean?
I think so, or did it have skull and crossbones on it? I'm not sure.
Pirates of the Caribbean entrance scale blank for almost 2 months at the Magic Kingdom. Back in November, we noticed that the sale outside of the Magic Kingdom and Pirates of the Caribbean has been replaced. The sale acted as a sign for the attraction with Pirates of the Caribbean printed on it. I was right,
good
John.
Review.
As usual, John. I don't know how to stand it being right and this good looking all the time, John. It's and humble
yeah,
at the same
yeah,
time.
Humble
it's
is
hard.
A big one, you know. I just don't know how you do it, though.
Yeah. Printed on it, plus a few cannonball holes, the sail was replaced with a solid black one, and we expected a quick update to added the lettering, but almost 2 months later, the new sail has been untouched. So what is this about, John?
I have no idea. That's a bizarre situation.
Are they trying to save even money on the lettering? Did Bob need new... What are they called? The license plate, the vanity plates. Did he need new vanity plates on his Porsche? So they had to. It was either them or this sign. And money grubbing Bob got the vanity plates. New kitchen towels and aprons inspired by Enchanted Tiki Room and the Orange Bird are now available, John. They're really going nuts with the Orange Bird all of a sudden the last couple years, aren't they?
Yeah, him and Figment popping up on everything.
Yep. So, are you excited about the new Disney Plus movie starting this week?
The Marvel stuff?
Yeah.
I'm confused. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to. What is it? I mean, it looks very different, dude.
WandaVision?
Yeah.
I don't know. I asked my son, and he's like, I don't understand. So, I don't know. I'm going to see what people say. And then if it's good, then I'll binge it. You know, so.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch it just because I'm. First of all, I'm paying for Disney Plus, so you feel obligated to watch everything. You know, some nights I fall asleep and put Disney Plus on just so I feel like I'm getting my money out of it.
Yeah.
What else do we. Space Mountain running again after a day long closure. A lot of these rides are shutting down, John. What's going on with that?
I don't know. Something like that, that could easily just be a. Well, I don't want to speculate, but it could just be a nasty code V that had to be cleaned up. So, a one-day thing. So,
I mean, John, the People Mover is moving around, but why the heck is it not open yet? Like, what is going on with this thing?
COVID.
COVID, avocados spilled all over the tracks, and pumpkin spice... latte spilled on the seats. Is that what we're going with?
Pirates of the Caribbean, COVID.
Anna moves to new social distance frozen meet and greet at Epcot area, so now you can meet Anna. You can see her. She looks like a misfit doll standing behind the fence. It's so sad. Some of it is really cool, like when you got Winnie and all in the woods and stuff like that. But Anna just standing there by herself just seems... It seems weird,
yeah.
dude.
yeah, the actual meet and greets themselves are awkward. But then the actual just character showing up places is really kind of cool. But yeah, the meet and greet, it just, that doesn't work. You know, there is no meet, there is no greet. So,
I mean, I'm happy because they're working.
Yeah, so. The cavalcades and stuff, those are actually really cool. The boats through Animal Kingdom, those are cool. So all that stuff is really neat. So.
This is pretty cool, John. Over at the Contemporary, now you got Contemporary Resort, you got a Mary Blair inspired tumbler. So that's pretty cool. The artist that did the painting and all. You know what I mean?
The mural. Yep.
Yep. And I wonder how much you think it is, John? It's a plastic tumbler with a green top.
$24.95.
Hey, you're pretty damn close, John. You're a little low, but it was $26.99.
Hey, that's within $2.
Yeah, you're pretty darn close, John. I got to give you that. Oh, that's what I wanted to tell you. We were talking about Epcot earlier. My wife, she goes. I was showing her the barges the other night for the new Harmonious, and I told her that they weren't moving. And John, for 15 minutes, she's asking me, "No, they have to be. They can't be staying there." And I'm like, "Yeah, they are." And she's like, "No, they have to be. They have to be moved. They are you sure they're not floating out like Brenda?" It was so funny though how my wife, who's not as crazy as we are about all this stuff, she's like beside herself that she can't believe that those barges are going to be sitting there.
Yeah, I drove. I did the Epcot shuttle the other night before the end of my shift for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I passed the big ring one that's being built back there several times. Every time I passed it, I went, "Doug's not going to be happy with that one either."
Do you know what the best part of that story is?
What's that?
Huh? That you're actually thinking about me, John, even at work, buddy. It makes me... Dude, I just got all warm and fuzzy over here, buddy.
The Epcot shuttle, Doug. Okay, so here's an interesting anecdote from that night. So I made several trips, and the Epcot shuttle has four stops where you actually have to make sure you stop and open the doors. And then it's got about seven more stops where you just stop if somebody tells you they're getting off or you see somebody standing there to get on, right? And so I've got several people on the bus, and they tell me Canada, they tell me France. So I'm stopping there and dropping them off. And then there's one woman left, and I've got one big stop left at the end where I make the U-turn. And there's two dinky ones that somebody would have to tell me to stop at before I get there. And so I'm driving towards the last one, and she starts clapping. And I was confused, but I just kept driving, and then she claps louder. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. So I got to the last stop and opened the door, and she got off and just left. And I realized about 5 minutes later that she was probably deaf and telling me that she had to get off at the deaf mute and probably trying to tell me that she needed to get off at one of those stops. But unfortunately, I had no idea what that meant. So I wish she would have handed me a piece of paper or something or wrote on it or just touched me on the shoulder to let me know that she needed to get off at the stop, you know? So.
Yeah, that's a shame. Poor woman, probably to get another bus now.
She had to walk about 150 feet. So, you know.
Oh, all right. All right. I was trying to make you feel bad, John.
Not too bad. So,
Well, John, you got new Star Wars youth and toddler t-shirts premiere at Disneyland. I mean, I don't understand how Disneyland is premiering all this stuff and they're not open yet.
Well, Disney, even their downtown Disney's not open, right? So where are they putting this stuff?
I have no clue, John. It's very confusing. I feel so bad for our good buddy Robbie. I know he is going nuts out there.
Yeah, it's coming on a year for Disneyland being closed.
Yeah, it's sad, dude. This is pretty cool. I like this idea. New AirPod charging cases inspired by Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I wonder. I guess it's just the charging cases and the earbuds don't come with it?
Oh, just a little case to put them in, charge them up.
Yeah. If you're constantly losing your earbuds or other wireless headphones, then why not get a character-inspired charging case from Walt Disney World? There are two new wireless headphone cases inspired by Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. The Mickey Mouse wireless headphone charging case is $19.99. The Mickey Mouse case has iconic ears. You know, it's a classic Mickey Mouse with his red shorts. And the Donald Duck one is also $19.99. And it's Blue Donald with the white. You know, we all know what Donald and Mickey are, guys. You know, you make Mickey purple, then we'll talk about explaining to you what he looks like. Right, John?
Yeah, I pretty much know what he looks like.
Yeah, so, but that's pretty cool, though. It wouldn't be a bad deal. And why is Donald still missing from the Grand Fiesta Tour, John?
COVID?
Oh, my goodness.
We're not trying to make light of the people, so don't get all...
No.
Day, but the fact is, Doug's right. We're blaming everything on COVID, so why not?
Yeah. We'll get the... I'll get the DM, John. Don't worry about it.
I know. People are very sensitive, so...
Yeah, we worry, we pray for yous, we pray for all. We hope everything is good. We're just trying to make some fun. You're listening to this not to be bummed out, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hello from a lovely day at Epcot. Came to check the final preparation for Taste of Epcot. And I think they went to the Grand Fiesta Tour, and Donald's still missing. Like, what's up with that, John?
I don't know. I really don't.
I don't either.
Maybe needed a facelift.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. Like, but it's weird, like, John, there's a lot of rides that are broke down or not operating at full. I mean, you'd think right now with everything, like, I know the crowds seem high, but everybody complains to me, and I try to explain to them, and then they all think I'm a Disney apologist, which, John, of all the podcasters out there, am I a Disney apologist?
No, I don't think so.
You know, I'm a Disney lover, but... I don't apologize. See, I treat Disney like I would have treated one of my kids. I love you dearly, but when you're stupid and mess up, I'm going to tell you, right? But anywho, people still don't get, we've said it a million times on the show, but I get people at work that are novice, if you understand.
Did you, have you seen the crowds down there?
Or, hey, buddy, have you seen the crowds down at Disney? What are they doing down there? And I'll be like, what you don't understand is, the queues are making people out in the street. Like, they're all the people that used to hide inside the buildings are no longer there. Am I right,
You're
John?
Absolutely right. Yeah, the queues, like I told you when I walked through Adventureland a couple of weeks ago, the queues for Pirates and Jungle Cruise extend way out into the thoroughfares right now. And they, you know, as well as I do, especially working at Pirates of the Caribbean, it was an extremely busy day if our line extended past our building. So,
yes.
So now it's not only past the building, it goes up and down a couple of times, but that's all in an attempt to try to keep people 6 feet apart. So,
yeah, because if you haven't noticed, guys, that's a tunnel with no, yeah. It's pretty,
so.
Yeah, it's pretty claustrophobic when it's crowded in there, but I go to them. They're only at 35% capacity. Listen, buddy. I've seen it on TV, and I see it on Twitter and YouTube. They're crowded. They're nuts down there. Those Floridians are out of their mind, all those people in the park. I'm like, you know, and you know that, you know you're getting it when the guy, you know how you get that certain buddy? Listen, buddy. You know, no, buddy, I'm not your buddy. And no, it's because the crowds aren't allowed to be inside the building, so everybody's outside right now.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
but it is
the same thing happens, Doug, when somebody's waiting for a bus from Pop Century. You know, I've came in July before and got on the first bus for Pop Century. Now I've had to wait for three buses. Well, that's because we can only put 18 people on the bus. So, you know what I mean? Before, we were putting 72 on there. So it takes, what, four times as many buses to put on the same amount of people. So, sorry.
You know, well, it's just sad. It just cracks you up, but... Yeah, like, the crowds do look high, but they're really not.
No.
They're not as much as you think they were. It's everybody's outside right now, but it cracks me up when I get all that. But getting back to the barges, yeah, Brenda's very upset, John. So, you know, will you tell the people you know around there we got to float them back?
You know, I'm going to work at Epcot tomorrow night. If I get that employee shuttle, I'll stop and go over there and have a word. So.
Yeah, give them what for, John.
I'll do that.
What's it? New, oh my God, John, this is for you. You got to go get this. new Snickers, Milky Way, Twix, and M&M's latte with donut pairing.
Ain't a chance and all that is holy that I would have that. Yeah.
What happened to healthy eating at Walt Disney World, John? Did they throw that out the window?
I love the fact that there's so much mixed messages at Disney. Well, not only at Disney, everywhere you go, but...
Absolutely, but...
On one thing you have, and your healthy choices are, and then you go backstage and the cast members, you get these half-priced healthy meals and all this stuff, but at the same point, here you go. Have a Snickers coffee.
It's crazy, dude. I mean, you look at this, I guarantee there's probably 750,000 calories.
Yeah, that's about your 2 days' allowances of calories right there.
No, it is crazy. They're showing tours of Cinderella Suite again at the Magic Kingdom, which is pretty cool. I think they're trying to get people excited. If there was ever a time needed for... What was that again? Where they would give you all the magical stuff, John? What was it again?
Year of a Million Dreams, right?
Year of a Million Dreams. If they ever needed some of that magic ever again at the parks, this would be the time,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure would. So that would be nice to bring back. And that, from what I've heard, Doug, that was what some of the older cast members have said was their absolute favorite position they ever had working at Disney. They just got to go around and make people's dreams come true. So that's pretty sweet. So.
No, absolutely, John. Did you pull into Disney yet?
No, I'm in Windermere. I'm still about 20 minutes away.
Oh, so you're in the lifestyles of the rich and famous
area.
I'm
going past where old Bob and Mary used to have their fancy-schmancy apartments.
Okay.
Getting close to that.
Tiger Woods and Bob live in Windermere.
There you go.
Liberty Square Market at the Magic Kingdom closing for refurbishment January 11th, John.
All right.
Just so you know, if that's your favorite little store, if you're down there now, go check it out because it's going to be closed for a little while. What else do we have here? It's showing me Harper's Mill. They really like the grilled cheese and canned tomato soup, John.
That does sound good. I could go for that today. Last couple of days, it would have been a good combination.
It's a shame you can't sneak into the park real quick and get some.
Yeah, I can't do that, though. I can't go have fun before I have to work. It would throw my whole mentality out of whack. So I've got to wait probably until I get back to the normal schedule before I can really go enjoy the park on the day when I have to work, you know, so I can do it afterwards. So...
get a load of this, John. Upgrade your French fries with new lobster poutine at the refreshment port, John. Now that I got a lobster poutine.
You know, I like lobster and I like French fries, but I don't know if I would necessarily need them together.
I hear you, John. But it's like pretty soon, poutine's getting on the pumpkin spice and avocado train now at Disney.
What we need to do is have a poutine that has the pumpkin spice, avocado, and bacon.
Dude, Disney, I will give them this, man. They are like the New England Patriots of companies. Like one of the things I'll give the Patriots credit for, like when they're playing a team and if the screen pass is killing the team, don't run that screen pass every single play until you stop it. You follow me? They don't believe in, we got to change it up. No, if you idiots can't stop it, we're going to keep doing it until you prove you can. When Disney finds something hot that sells around the park, they are no holds barred until they totally drain it for every bit of its blood, every bit of breathing, every air comes out of it. Am I wrong?
It's a horrible old adage, but they beat that horse until they beat the dead horse. I mean, they will whap something and whap it and whap it until you are so sick and tired of it that you can't stand it anymore. Look at what they did to Pins. Look at what they did to Vinyl Mansions.
No.
If something works,
absolutely
kill it. So.
Now, they have no shame, dude. Frozen was everywhere.
Yep. Baby Yoda.
I mean,
Baby Yoda is everywhere.
Oh, Baby Yoda. Like, dude, I like Baby Yoda so much, but now it's to the point where I go out, I'm like, I'm tired of it.
Yeah. And that's what happens, is you get overdone on things. So.
Saturated is the word we're looking for. They got new limited edition taste of Epcot International Fest of the Arts Magic Bands. So they're still making special Magic Bands, but you're not, we're not using them no more. What's this new survey for Disney's Animal Kingdom? What do we got here? Focuses on limited offerings, just three areas of the park. After recent visits to the Animal Kingdom, we got a surprise in our inbox. A brand new guest satisfaction survey. Typically, this isn't anything out of the ordinary, but for some of the questions raised in the survey has piqued our interest. So what are we doing? Now, for each of the following operation changes implemented, please indicate what impact, if any, and it has on your intent to return to Disney's Animal Kingdom. Nighttime spectacular, temporary pause. Positively impact my visit, no impact at all. Negatively impacts my intent to visit. I mean, to me it wouldn't, but to most people I think it would, John,
don't
you?
The Animal Kingdom one, to me it would be no impact at all, but yeah, to some people it would, but to Judith, it would negatively impact her visit, but I guess probably half people would say it would, right? And it's not that I wouldn't watch it again if it was going on. So, I mean, you know, I would have to say it would probably negative. And not only that, Doug, it takes people away from what you want to do, you know? So,
yeah.
If you want to ride Pandora, you're going to have a better chance when River's Light's going on. So,
I like it just because it's more content, like you just said.
Yep.
This one kind of threw me for a loop, though, and it threw them for a loop also. Extra magic hours at Walt Disney, allowing Walt Disney World Resort hotel guests early access to the theme parks temporarily suspended. Would that bother you? Yes, absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, holy moly. I mean, some of the questions are like, If a big, huge man came out and stomped on your foot, would it bother you? I mean, yes, it would bother me. I mean, that's what most of these questions are. It's like, if we take this away from you, you're going to be upset with this. You know what I mean,
yeah.
John? And then these other questions, Disney Park Survey. How big a fan are you of Marvel? 1 to 5. 1 not so much, 5 big fan. Yeah, 5. How much are you a fan of Disney? 5. I mean, pretty much every one of us are 5s for all these questions. I mean, this is like taking a survey of to my dog. Yo, Prez, you want to eat today?
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know, John. Where are we at now, John? We pulling on property? I'm getting excited.
We're almost there. We're passing some of the... it's such a bizarre situation here in Windermere, Doug. As you get closer to Disney property, there's some absolutely multi-million dollar houses that are right on the lake, and you're about a mile from Disney property, and then you've got the house that was probably built in about 65 that is still there, wondering how in the heck is he living this close to Disney World. So yeah, there's a
lucky man, lucky family.
Yeah, there's
there
a couple of them that, and then there's obviously lots of housing developments and apartments back here that there's cast members that live in them, but they don't live alone. They usually have to have 3 to 4 roommates and a 2-bedroom to be able to afford to rent back here. So,
hope they got new pressed pennies at Epcot,
hey,
John.
That's always fun.
Yeah, they got a new ball one. They got Norway, and then they got 2 Norways, and then they got Spaceship Earth.
You know, but I don't like the fact now that they have these ones where you can actually just use your debit card, and it supplies the pennies and the whole thing. It takes away. I mean, I like the old hand crank ones where you actually felt like you had to do something to get your pennies. So.
Oh, absolutely, John. And how much do you think they are now?
Well, they were always 51 cents. I'm gonna go with a dollar.
Yep. No, you're right. They're still 51. They didn't raise that yet, John. Oh, Bob Iger, if you're listening to this, yeah, you did raise it already. Don't please.
It's
you already charged us a dollar. It's not 51 cents. We're lying.
Don't make it 75.
Yeah, dude, he'll make it 250 if he had his way. And he'd make everybody buy one. It's part of you coming to the park. What else we have, John? Anything else you know of?
All right, Doug, here's an interesting question for you. Now, we all know that the icons in the four parks Let's say Cinderella's Castle, Spaceship Earth, Tower of Terror, Tree of Life, are all short of 200 feet. And what reason is that, Doug?
Because of the airspace.
Because they don't want to have that red light on top of them.
Yeah, the fly zone. Yeah, it's because of that. Yeah.
There are actually several things on Disney property that are over the 200 feet that do have the red beacons on top of them. Do you know what some of those are?
Let me see. Is the Tower of Terror one?
It's 199.
What about the new Skyline or any of those poles?
Now think of all of Disney.
I'm trying to think now. Any of the new towers, John?
How about
Riviera
not
Tower?
Not those, but some of the hotels out on Hotel Row. There are several over 200 feet and have to have the beacons on top. And then there is one item at Disney Springs that has the red beacon on top of it.
Is that the balloon?
You got it. Yep. So I was working on that trivia question all week for you, Doug.
You want to know something? I was showing Brenda pictures of the Wyndham, the hotel that they have, the rooms there, because Wyndham, I was talking to them, and I had some pictures of the rooms. I retweeted some of their stuff, and it showed the rooms overlooking downtown Disney Springs, and it showed you could see the paddlefish and all from there, and you could see the balloon in the backdrop. And Brenda goes, "I'm scared as hell, but I want to do it." So that's on our living list, John.
Yeah, me and Lisa did it several years ago. We caught it in Groupon for I think two for the price of one. And so, yeah, we did it, and it was thoroughly enjoyable. But yeah, you do get up there. But yeah, Lisa did it, so I think you and Brenda can handle it. So
yeah, she's afraid of heights, but I think she'll be okay.
Yeah, and you feel really secure. I mean, that balloon is tethered down a million ways, and then you're also in a huge security, fence gate thing, so cage. So yeah, I felt totally safe.
Are you, what was I going to say? Do you have any pictures from up there, John?
Yeah, I got a bunch. I tweeted them out years ago, but I can tweet them out again if you'd like.
Yeah, you get a chance. Retweet them out for our guests.
All right. Yeah, there's Grand Floridian, Doug. And there's your new bridge. Yes.
That's awesome. I can't wait to go.
Yeah, it makes walking so much nicer. Unfortunately, when I get off now, I can't really walk anywhere. It's 1 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning. No, that would be frowned upon if I decided to walk over to Magic Kingdom at that time.
Oh, yeah, they probably would be, dude. Yeah, they probably would be. It's sad, but you could probably walk around the resorts, but I'm sure they would flag you down walking.
Yeah, sooner or later somebody's going to say something. So.
And we all know you don't got a runner's body, John, so you couldn't bring a tracksuit and pretend you were jogging because they would never buy that cover. No, they were like, listen, dude, you are not jogging. You might be a cat burglar, but you're not jogging.
You know what? Everybody has to start somewhere there, Doug. You all are not just super fit like Mr. Davis is. You know what I'm saying?
So. Oh, dude, I'm flexing my pecs right now, babe.
I bet you are.
Limited edition Disney Dogs Magic Band by Dooney and Burke arrives. It's pretty cool looking, dude. Presley said he wants one.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah. He'd bite it off of my arm and take it. What else do we have here, John? Schedule release for Voices of Liberty Disney Songbook Showcase. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
They're going to be there for Taste of Epcot, International Festival of the Arts. Are going to be singing there, so that's awesome, John.
Yeah, it's good to see that they're out of all the live performers. It's good to see that they still have their jobs. So.
Yeah, one of the few, so thank goodness. There was something else I wanted to read here, but it disappeared. You know how that works, John.
Pulling into the woody lot there, Doug. Pulling into the woody lot.
Woody and Buzz. Yep. That's all I have here, John. We just all need to get to the parks. I'm happy you're driving around, so you are liking the job?
Yeah, I like it. Like I said, the one thing that I'm a little leery about is if it gets too routine and I get bored, but as of right now, it's a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I hope not.
And I wanted to say, because I told you this earlier, I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but I was listening to Lou Mangiello's show, WDW Radio, which, again, me and Lou have our differences of the way we talk about Disney sometimes, but I respect the man, like we call him the Podfather. But that the songs of the Epcot and Songs of the Magic Kingdom are really good. There's 4 episodes, and I really enjoyed them, John. Have you got a chance to listen to any of them yet?
No, I'm finishing Lonesome Dove on audiobook. So I'm finishing that, and then I'm going to pick up some podcasts and start listening to them on the way in. So.
Yeah, so I think you'll enjoy that, John. I really did myself. It was really nice to just... And I like listening to him when he does that stuff because there's not really nothing to complain about because he's telling the truth most of the time about that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't like he goes into one of the restaurants and the food's cold and he tells you it's for you so you don't burn your mouth when you want a hot grilled cheese and tomato soup. Well, Lou, I got the tomato soup and the cheese was hard, it wasn't melted, and the soup was cold. Well, they did that for you. Was it above 60 degrees? They wanted to be more refreshing to you. You know, let me play devil's advocate. Right,
you know,
John?
Just put that in the microwave. It'll be fine.
Yeah, so, anywho. You didn't bring the microwave to the park to reheat it? That's your fault. It's not Disney's fault. But, anyhow, they were really good shows, and I really did enjoy them. So, check them out.
I shall.
But... I'll let you go. New Orleans Saints are up on Chicago 7-9. I figured you'd be happy to hear that, John.
No, going for the Bears, but yeah. Well, we'll see.
Anywho. Anyway, everybody be kind to one another. Happy New Year to everybody. Hopefully everything becomes happy again, John. We get this vaccine and we can get back to normal because now that I had to go get tested, it even makes it worse, John.
Yeah, bringing it home to you now, so...
Yeah, it ain't like they like them when you got a dried up nose and they just, after she rams it through, yeah, it's pretty hard up there. Oh, yeah, thank you. You hit my brain. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you got a hard head, son. All right, yeah, I know.
Yeah. What's 2 + 2? Oh, you stuck it so far up there. I lost all. I can't count no more. Jesus, Christmas. But anyhow, Happy New Year to everybody again. Please, everybody, be safe. Wear your mask. And be kind to one another and say goodbye,
prediction,
John.
Prediction for the national championship tomorrow, Doug, real quick. Who do you think?
I want both teams to lose because I hate them both. But I think Bama's going
to
win.
Yeah, I think Alabama will too. But I was surprised Clemson or Ohio State was able to pull that upset of Clemson. So I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing Ohio State, I guess. But I really don't care that much. So, but.
Well, I think to end this on sports, I think Clemson was – they weren't on all cylinders because that team's been half together the whole season. They weren't up to, you understand what I'm saying? A lot of their pieces were out. Trevor Lawrence didn't play a lot of games, you know what I mean? It wasn't, that whole team was in disarray.
Yeah, and Ohio State had the advantage of only having 6 games under their belt too. So, but, you know, it is what it is.
And they got to play, and Bama got away with playing Notre Dame.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I'm not a Notre Dame hater. I'm half Irish. I respect the Golden Dome. But they didn't deserve to be there, dude. They played horrible the last few games.
Yeah, they played horrible, and I think they were seriously overrated. But Notre Dame's always overrated. As soon as they win 2 games, they rocket up to number 4 in the polls, no matter where they start.
They're the Cowboys of the college football.
Yeah, but growing up Catholic, I always rooted more for Boston College than Notre Dame anyway. So.
I cry every time I watch Rudy. Do I need to say anything else?
There you go.
So, but my point is, you know, if out of all the college teams, I mean, most for when we were growing up, everybody liked Notre Dame. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't like your, like, I love Penn State, but everybody else liked Notre Dame. You understand? It was Notre Dame or USC if you didn't have a team.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Rose Bowl, what, all the freaking time. So,
So, and it's just like the Cowboys and Steeler fans. It's like, you know, I have so many friends that were Steelers and Cowboys fans growing up that I love them, but I don't respect them. Yeah, and they like the Lakers too. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And probably the Red Sox or the Yankees.
The only thing that made me happy is, and I know Tommy and Judith are going to love this, no matter how much Boston won, nobody besides Bostonians liked the Celtics. So. You know, they were one of the winningest teams that no out-of-staters ever liked.
Yeah, nobody ever did jump on that bandwagon, did it? And it's always been the Lakers.
No. Can you blame them? Yeah. Everybody jumped on the Lakers. I'm sure that made them even like their team more, so. But anywho, we love you, Tommy and Judith.
Indeed.
We pick because we can. Anyway. Let's say goodbye,
John.
All right,
bye-bye, folks. Have a great week. I'm going to go over to the Poly. I'll see you later.
And drive your bus tonight, John. Be careful, buddy. Don't forget the blinkers on the floor.
You got it.
See you later.
Bye.
Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.